In this week's parasha, Parasha Shmini, we find the halachas that pertain to the kashrus of animals that we eat. And we know there are two simonim, two signs of a kosher animal, split hooves, an animal that chews its cud. And the psukim bring down, though, two specific examples of animals that have one of the simonim, but without the other, the chazir, who has one of the simonim, and the gamal, the camel, that has also only has one of the simonim. So they are a non-kosher animal because they have only one, but not both. An interesting question is, what's the point of bringing it down? We just said that you need two, and if you need two, that's the only way it's kosher. Why would we now talk about the animal that has one simon and still missing the other? I saw a beautiful pshat that pertains to chinuch in a big way, that sometimes, even when something is treif, even when something is ultimately going to be unacceptable, even when we need to give mussar about something that's wrong, we can still start with some positive. We can still say that although something is treif, it doesn't mean we can't point out that at least they have one of the simonim of kashrus. And bechlal, many, many people have pointed out over the years that the best way to get a child, or even to get an adult to listen to you, is if you can first find the positive within each person. Even if in the end it's treif, even if in the end it'll come, the final decision is that it's not good because it's still missing the other simon, at least you started by pointing out the positive, and then you can go on to the negative. Rav Simcha Wasserman Zatzal says a beautiful vart, that we know that when we're talking to children giving mussar, we say yamin mikareves or small doicha, that we use our right hand to bring closer, but at the same time there are times where we have to push aside a little bit to give mussar. That the point of the statement of yamin mikareves or small doicha is that it should never be all one or all the other. It's not always all praise. There are times where we taka do need to give mussar to a child, but at the same time we have to remember that we also have to bring closer and also to give praise and to balance it out, that you're doing with both the Amin Makareves and the Smol Doicha in order to create a properly balanced child or student. But Rav Simcha asks, so why does it have to be that you're using Yamin and Smol? Why not say first you're Doicha, first you push away, and then you Makareves, then you bring closer. First you Makareves, why does it have to be two separate hands? Why don't you use one hand? Is it, you know, what's the point in the two separate hands? And he says, because if you use only one hand, then it can't be done both at the same time. First you're pushing away, and then you're bringing closer. But in reality, at the time that you're pushing away, you should also be using the other hand at the same time to bring closer. Within the pushing away, we need to, even at the time that you're telling them treif, you're telling them that things are not good, you have to find at least something positive to bring closer at the same time. And ultimately, we're seeing the secret and the understanding of how we can help and build up each child, even while giving mussar, but still at the same time giving them the kayach that they need. The first pasuk of the parasha discusses that Moshe Rabbeinu, it was the eighth day, that until the eighth day, Moshe Rabbeinu every single day had taken apart and rebuilt the Mishkan. It was like as a training and a practice for Aaron HaKohen, that he would show them, had taken it apart and put it back together. Mefarshim ask, why is it necessary to have taken apart and put it back together all eight times? You could do it one time, show him, and go through it with him, maybe ask Aaron to do it. Why 8 days of taking apart, putting back together, taking apart and putting back together? And the answer is a beautiful idea that can help us, perhaps, in some of the ups and downs of our lives. The Moshe Rabbeinu was showing Aaron HaKohen that life is about sometimes taking apart, but then rebuilding once again. Sheva yipol will come tzaddik. That yes, we fall and we still get up as a tzaddik. The Mishkan was not about the final product, but it was about built. It was about building. And even when it was taken apart, we rebuilt it and we showed that what was taken apart can be right back where it was the next day. Can be right back what it had originally been. That we can have destruction, we can have situations where we're taken apart and build it together. And not 1 day, not 2 days, not 3 days, but all 8 days be taken apart and put back together. And we hopefully we take that in our lives, that sometimes we need to understand the concept of Yerida L'Tzairich Aliyah. A Yerida, that we go down, sometimes can really be what's helping us and preparing us for the ultimate Aliyah to grow from a specific situation. May we all be Zeicha, Taka, only to growth and for being able to last through those difficult times and rebuild once again and be back in the position that we were originally. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.